Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Thank you, Mr. Chief Justice, and may it please the court. Race-based redistricting is fundamentally contrary to our Constitution. It requires striking enough members of the majority race to sufficiently diminish their voting strength, and it requires drawing in enough members of a minority race to sufficiently augment their voting strength. Embedded within these express targets are racial stereotypes that this court has long criticized. They assume, for example, that a black voter, simply because he is black, must think like other black voters, share the same interests, and prefer the same political candidates. And this stereotyping system has no logical endpoint. We are 40 years removed from Jingles, and yet, according to my friends on the other side, nothing has changed in the voting and housing patterns in Louisiana that require race-based redistricting.
All right, this is Benjamin Aguinagua, who is the Solicitor General for Louisiana, arguing in the case about race and redistricting out of Louisiana. And can I give you just a teeny tiny little slice of why this subject is so complicated? It's more of an indicator. It's kind of a humorous slice of this. There is a very important Supreme Court precedent, the what he calls the Jingles Doctrine or Gingles. And the hilarity is that they don't even agree on how to pronounce the name. Like, this is a complicated subject. And I tell you that in advance because if you come away from this segment kind of wondering, like, I'm not sure I totally understand it, that's okay. I've listened to the entire oral arguments. I think I listened to the prior when this came before. I've been cutting the clips. I've spent hours working on this trying to synthesize it down enough to really, you know, explain to you. And even I find it very complicated. It's a complicated subject. And if you want more on this, and we talked about it at 6 o'clock, if you want to go back to the podcast and listen to that as well. But it's important, and here's why. We have a long history of racism in this country. Racism shows up in the South as black people not being able to participate fully in the political process. The legacy of slavery and Jim Crow is, I mean, it's outrageous and clear. And so you had these, for example, the 15th Amendment, which made sure that everybody, regardless of their race or their prior condition of servitude, of course, that was passed right at the end of the Civil War. So that was designed to make sure that basically black people got to participate in the process. Well, along comes, and Congress is authorized to make legislation appropriate to that. Then you have the Civil Rights Act of 1965, which gives teeth to it. You had Jim Crow in the intervening time. You know, it was not the experience of black people in the South that they had a lot of power, except briefly during just post-Civil War. But after that, you know, it was white Democrats who ran everything and basically shut them out of the process. Then you had the Civil Rights Act. Then you had to change the Civil Rights Act because the original version of the Civil Rights Act made it so that if there was intentional discrimination, then you realize that, well, you know, it's hard to prove that, so let's just make it in effect discrimination. And the short takeaway at the end of all of this is if you have a lot of black people living in a state, and you don't have a fair number of black representatives in Congress, that's evidence that something has been done on the basis of race. That's wrong. That's bad. That's a violation of the Constitution. So what do you do? Well, because states are in charge of redistricting, are in charge of drawing the districts, states who are found in violation have to come in and redraw the districts to give black people a better chance of electing somebody who looks like them. And so they did this. Well, in Louisiana, they have 6 districts. They had a 5-1, 5 Republicans and 1 Democrat and 1 black representative. When you have a 33% black population, that looks incorrect. It should be 2 out of 6 because that's 1/3. That's what it should be. Well, they drew it with 5-1. And then they got told not to do that. And so they had to come back and draw a second one. So now currently it's 4-2, which seems right. Well, then white people said, hey, what are you doing? You're giving black people an inappropriate slice of power that they're not entitled to have. You're discriminating against us on the basis of race. That's wrong. And that's where we're at. That's where basically the fight is. There's a lot of nuance to how this plays out. There's a lot of detail to how this plays out, including, you know, things like key question is whether you can use race in redrawing districts that were in their origin racist in effect. You know, if black people are excluded from having the power to elect a black representative, can you use race in redrawing those districts to fix that? And that's kind of, you know, that's what Justice Sotomayor was making as her point to Benjamin Aguinagua.
The map that the Robinson court found cracked and packed voters was a map that's been in effect almost the entire history of Alabama. That map was put in effect because of discrimination. So it's going to have a lingering effect. They wanted to pack white voters. They've been doing that. And they wanted to crack black voters as much as they could, and they've done that.
Which is the remedy. Cracking means splitting apart population groups that are geographically close to each other in order to dilute their ability to control an election. Packing means artificially putting together population similarities, demographics, whether it is race or political partisanship, putting them together so as to put too many of them into a district that they wouldn't naturally normally be a part of, so you kind of squander their advantage. If you have an 80-20 ratio in a district, you know, you only need to have 51 to win, so you could argue that you've got like 30 extra points worth of people squandered in that area. And so that's the cracking and the packing, which I know John finds a very interesting term. You know, you use cracking and packing as a way of artificially enhancing the power or diluting the, you know, for your side and diluting the power for somebody else. We'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens has Traffic on the Fives. John?
But it helps me remember it.
Cracking and packing.
Yep, cracking and packing.
Those are key terms.
That's right. And so no accidents to report to you right now. We are back rolling accident free. And just some minor delays right now on Highway 29 southbound, just south of 9 Mile Road. Highway 90 is looking good. Avalon, let's see here, I-10, I-110 are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you're 64, turning 65, or you're retiring, or you just have questions about Medicare, want to know more, give my friend Ricky Stewart a call. I've known her as long as we've lived here. She's awesome. You're going to love her. And her whole family does insurance. She does this one part. She just helps people understand and get signed up over onto Medicare. Now, obviously, it's open enrollment, you know, okay, so that's relevant. But one of the advantages of working with her is that she's available to you all year round. Whenever you have questions, whenever you don't understand something, because penetrating, you know, the federal healthcare system can be not so easy. So understanding these things, she's available to you, whether it's prescription drug benefit questions or supplement questions or advantage questions or even Medicaid questions, if you're wondering whether that applies to you. She's always available to you. So all year round, no big deals. And she's, like I said, just fantastic. So many listeners text me how much they appreciate her. InsuredByRicky.com, R-I-C-K-I. Look her up online at Ricky Stewart Insurance or give her a call, 341-2185. All right, back to packing and cracking at the Supreme Court. but listen, the issue is it can be true that if you have a one-third, as in Alabama, you have 5 million people, you have one-third of them are black, okay? Does that mean that black people should get two districts? Not necessarily. It depends on where black people live. Because when you're redistricting, there are all kinds of considerations, including compactness of the district, trying to keep historically connected population groups together so they can express a common view if they have one. Geographic boundaries are an issue. There's all kinds of factors. But also, now allowed by the Supreme Court based on prior rulings, partisan advantage. It is literally allowed by the Supreme Court to use redistricting to advantage your party, which, of course, everybody does to different degrees. That's why we're having this big conversation right now about, well, Texas trying to add more Republicans or California trying to add more Democrats or Illinois saying, man, we've already done everything we can. There are no more Democrats to add, which is the truth. And we're having this fight around the country about the abuse of partisan power for political advantage in Congress, which is where it really matters. Who's going to control the House of Representatives? Now, that's not related to this, but it's a part of this conversation. You can do it for political advantage. Also, incumbency protection. Now, this is one you might not be familiar with, but for example, in Louisiana, you have Steve Scalise, very senior member of the House. You have, I forget her name, there's a female who is on the Appropriations Committee in very senior leadership role. And then there's also Speaker Johnson. Okay, so you draw maps so that you make sure those people get reelected. As a state, you have an interest in the seniority value of their power in Congress, in addition to just having numerical representation. So that's allowed. Now, so the question is, in the process of drawing these maps with legitimate reasons, did you unintentionally disadvantage blacks? Did you make it so black people don't have their appropriate level of representation? And if you did, can you then use race to fix that problem? Or do you have to still use race-blind solutions to try to remedy that issue? That's really the question in front of the court. And look, we're not just talking about one district in Louisiana. We're talking about all kinds of things, potentially. You know, does Escambia County have to still have a single-member district like we do for District 3 that get black people an elected representative on the board, ECUA, and the school board? That's, you know, I think the precedent, the duration of that ruling is actually expired now, but we still have the same system. Is that even a legal system under the 15th Amendment and the Voting Rights Act? This is a big deal for dozens of seats across the country that are in, it's called Section 2 Acts or Voting Rights Act districts, but where the districts were created with these concepts in mind. It's also an issue of if the legislatures who are drawing these maps feel like they no longer have to care about the racial outcome because all the teeth of Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act get taken out by the Supreme Court, would they go to worse districts? Also a wrinkle, and I know this is a lot to track, but you live in a democracy. You need to understand the rules, okay? This stuff matters. One of the problems is you can use district drawing in order to disadvantage, for example, Democrats. You cannot use district drawing to disadvantage blacks. Well, what if the blacks all vote Democrat? Now, anything you do that disadvantages Democrats will look the same as anything you do to disadvantage blacks. Well, which one is it? And then what's the remedy? One of the points that was made by Hashim Mupan, who is a deputy solicitor general for the Department of Justice, a very capable litigator, he basically says, you know, one of the problems you have here is if you only had white people, Democrats, and the Republican, and it, like, imagine if no black people lived in Alabama, but you had 1/3 of the population was Democrat and 2/3 was Republican. And they cracked and packed to such a degree that you had 6 Republican seats and no Democrat seats. Would that be allowed? And the answer is, he says, it would be allowed. So the only issue here is that it's black people. But now all of a sudden that means that you are giving black people a political advantage at the expense of white people. And that's a violation of the 15th Amendment, because now you are literally using the 15th Amendment to abridge the rights, to dilute the voting power of white people. You would never do it for white Democrats. Why are you doing it for black Democrats? It's not a terrible question. So what do I think the Supreme Court is going to do? I do not know. The court watchers seem to think that the court is likely to say that you cannot use race, and they're likely to strike down the enforcement mechanism used under Section 2 to do what Louisiana has done in response to the prior maps getting told they couldn't do them. If that happens, I do think it's going to be pretty bad across the board for how districts are drawn, what representation you have by minorities in Congress. But I don't know. It's a very complicated subject. There are a lot of nuances to it. And I don't want to pretend to you like this is a simple one. It's not easy and obvious, and you'd have to understand a lot of the elements that go into redistricting. But I wanted to try my best to explain it to you on the radio so that at least you knew what was going on. John, I checked with you after the first pass at 6 o'clock. I'll check with you again. You feel like you've gained knowledge in the process?
I have. Okay. I have. And it's all definitely, right. If you haven't heard it, go back and listen to the 5 a.m. podcast.
It's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it is a lot.
It is not a simple thing. It's easy to be outraged one way or the other. It's not a simple thing. There's a lot of elements to it, like a lot of things with the Supreme Court. But look, that's the highest court in the land. It determines the shape of our republic going forward, and you as a voter ought to understand this stuff. 824 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, you want a great realtor. Obviously, they're going to get you the best price buying or selling. But you also want somebody who's going to get the job done. I mean, it doesn't do much if you just have the dream of having a better price. Like, that's not very effective. Well, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty close a lot of deals. They sell about 3 to 4 homes a week. And, you know, I was talking to her the other day, and she said, look, it used to be the case it was easy a couple of years ago. It's not as easy now. And frankly, a lot of people are coming to us and we're their third realtor or their fourth or their fifth or, God, their sixth realtor. And I cannot wrap my brain around how just unimaginably frustrating that must be. But look, you want somebody who's going to actually get the deal closed? Give her a call. Ask her why she's different. Ask her. Don't trust me. Go to her. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. Oh, I do need to clarify one quick thing. I meant to do it at the top of the hour. I just forgot. Deborah Dunlap, I was talking with her, and she's a dear friend, and she had said, just to be clear, she's very much in favor of the Reimagine Palafox project. It was just that in that letter, she was explaining some of the things that concern her that are factors in the case. And if I gave you the impression she's against it, I'm sorry, that's my fault. She is not against the project. Anyway, John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110, 29, 90, 98, all our major arteries are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives. Guess what?
One of my major arteries.
I know, but we've got tickets to give
away. All right, I'll give them away.
Yes.
We've got Classically Connected is the performance going with the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra this Saturday at the Sanger Theater. If you want to win, caller number two, real fast. Know the number. Go fast. 437-1620.
Not all service companies are created equal. Hi, this is Judy Lacey with Barberry Plumbing, and we're proud to say we're a local, family-owned small business serving our community for over 50 years. In 1972, my dad, Louis Barberry, started this company with a vision of providing the best quality service with honesty and integrity for the community. Small businesses are the heart of America, and when you support a locally-owned small business, you help to keep your community strong. We are not one of those plumbing franchise companies that will charge you an arm and a leg. At Barberry Plumbing, we always use the flat rate pricing so you know exactly how much the job will cost before the work begins. No franchise fee to pass along. You may not need a plumber today, but when you do, call Pensacola's best plumber, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. And don't forget to like us on Facebook.
License number RF1106-7749.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive.
How about a hobby that was fun and could make you money?
Find out how tomorrow at 9:30 on Pep Talk. You'll hear about how precious metals are a great hobby and investment. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold and silver. That's tomorrow at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Whoa, wait a minute, wait a minute. What are we here, gentlemen?
The police have themselves an RV.
Oh, before we go to David in the newsroom, I saw a funny thing online that I just have to mention to you. It made me laugh so much. It was a picture. Well, the comment was, 6'7 might be annoying, but I'm old enough to remember going to school the morning after the Great Cornholio first aired. And, you know, Gen X did have some things we overquoted.
Are you threatening me?
You know, we did.
I am the Great Cornholio. And he keep me for my bunghole.
So it's not that the modern generation has a monopoly on annoying, overused expressions.
We just had to remind people, the Gen Xers, we had something.
There were some.
Yeah. Fire, 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 fire.
Oh, and I'm sure I'm getting, like, you know, twitchy flashbacks from middle school teachers from the 80s here and all that. All right, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
They don't make them like that anymore.
No.
Probably for a reason. President Trump says it's time for Republicans to terminate the filibuster amid the government shutdown. He made those comments while hosting Republican senators for breakfast at the White House. Trump warned that no legislation would be passed for years if lawmakers don't end the filibuster. Of course, this comes as the shutdown is now the longest in U.S. history at 36 days. 9 people are dead after a UPS jet crash in Louisville at the airport. The crash sent a massive fireball into the air yesterday, and the smoke and fire lingered for hours. Authorities say 11 people were taken to hospitals with injuries. 2 are in critical condition currently. The Supreme Court hearing arguments today over the legality of President Trump's tariffs. This comes as the High Court has agreed to fast track that case. The tariffs stay in place until the court makes a decision.
If you thought that redistricting was hard to digest, well, tune in today for the Supreme Court discussion of tariffs and emergency powers and, major questions doctrines. I'm just telling you. If you thought redistricting was hard, oh, somebody sent me the sweetest text. You did a great job explaining it, Andrew. I agree with John. I have gained knowledge. Thank you for keeping us aware. that's what I worried about, was it wouldn't be useful. So the fact that it, you know, you feel like you made progress, that makes me happy. That's the goal every day.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Election day after, Democrats sweep the most closely watched races. And the socialist mayor-elect of New York City running as a Democrat, Zoran Mondani, uses the moment to arouse New York against President Trump.
If anyone can show a nation betrayed by Donald Trump how to defeat him, it is the city that gave rise to him.
Virginia Governor-elect Democrat Abigail Spanberger focused on resisting Trump policies. She beat Winsome Earl Sears by 15 points. But Democrat Mikey Sherrill pledging to be the governor of all New Jersey voters.
I know not everyone voted for me, but I'm working for everyone.
After beating back Republican Jack Cittarelli by 13 points, President Trump blames GOP losses on Senate Democrats' government shutdown at a strategy breakfast, saying we cannot be extorted, and watching Supreme Court oral arguments on the legality of his global tariffs. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3, 59 degrees. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies in Pensacola. An investigation underway after a person with a gunshot wound was found in a parking lot on Pensacola Boulevard and Boone Street yesterday. Deputies say the victim was taken to a local hospital. There's no word on their current condition. No suspect information has been released. A local attorney is asking the person responsible for damage to his property to take responsibility and pay for it. Now, this comes after a man dressed as a chef was seen walking to a vehicle. That vehicle took off and destroyed a fence, nearly hit two people on the street.
We've got some charges we need to place on him. Yeah. The charges are obviously leaving the scene of a crash, and there could be more.
It's PPD's Mike Wood, and Wood says the driver could face other charges as well. No word on whether that suspect was an actual chef or just dressed as one. They are trying to identify the person. He was parked in a lot behind local attorney Michael Griffith's building. He says the man hit a tree stump, actually ripped several pieces off of his own gray Hyundai vehicle. If you have any information, contact PPD, or you can call Crime Stoppers. Well, Governor Ron DeSantis chiming in on the election of Democrat Socialist Zoran Mamdani in New York City. He was on Fox News yesterday.
And I think it's an incredible act of ballistic podiatry, shooting yourself in the foot by New York City voters. I mean, this is a guy who does embrace Marxist economics. He claims he's going to lower everyone's costs by having the government run grocery stores. And the only people that would think that would work are people who have never studied a lick of history.
DeSantis says Mamdani also wants to get rid of a statue of Columbus in Manhattan. He says he'd take that in Florida. He's also willing to take the Statue of Liberty if Mamdani wants rid of that, too. DeSantis criticized Mamdani's lack of support for law enforcement as well. Well, Senator Rick Scott says he wants Verizon to explain their role in what he believes to be an unlawful investigation. Scott said yesterday he sent a letter to Verizon CEO Daniel Shulman about Arctic Frost, and that's the name of an investigation the FBI conducted a few years ago, focused on Republican lawmakers after the 2020 election. Scott says he was one of the people targeted. He wants Verizon to release the cell phone data they collected on him and his colleagues. Scott accused the Biden administration of illegally spying on Republican lawmakers by subpoenaing their cell phone records. It's 8:34. Let's get a quick check on our Channel 3 forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be looking at a lovely day today. Temperatures near 77 degrees for your high, partly cloudy skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 58. For Thursday, mostly sunny skies, high near 77. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 65. Keeping your nice weather around on Friday, 77 degrees for your high. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 67. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And it's 59 degrees, partly cloudy skies right now. And let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Still rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110 look good. Highway 90, 98. I'm not seeing any delays to let you know about. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. It is 8:35. Your next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at your money now this hour. Our market's mixed at the opening bell. The Dow is up about a tenth of a percent at 47,141.71. But the S&P 500, well, that's down about 5.5 points, about a tenth of a percent right now, down at 67,63.66. NASDAQ, that's down about a quarter percent at 23,302.11. 10-year bond rate today up a bit, 4.112%. Gold prices are up 32.50 at 39.93. Even silver is up 51 cents. Let's make that 52 cents at 47.81. And crypto up across the board today. Bitcoin up over 1,800 at 103.372. Ethereum up 135. And that's at 33.26 right now. The rest of the crypto market is up as well. Taking a look at our financial headlines, Instagram has been ordered to stop using PG-13 to describe its new teen accounts. The Motion Picture Association reportedly sent a cease and desist letter to Instagram's parent company, Meta, over the use of the rating. It said the claims of the new setting is guided by the PG-13 rating are, quote, literally false and highly misleading. American Airlines is planning to reduce its management and support staff in order to optimize performance and efficiency. The airline said yesterday most of their cuts are going to be made in Texas, where the carrier's based. A statement referred to the layoffs as being a small reduction. They didn't say how many employees will actually be affected. Well, there was a time when Black Friday meant a really big shopping day, big deals the day after Thanksgiving. Doesn't really mean that anymore, though.
Retailers are extending the holiday shopping season by releasing early sales and deals weeks ahead of the proper Black Friday shopping day. They say the bottom line is their bottom line. And the more they get you in their store or on their website, the more you buy. Walmart says Black Friday deals start November 14th. Amazon started last month. And there is psychology behind why we get sucked in. It's because everyone loves a bargain. I'm Bree Tennis.
Thank you very much, Bree. 8:37, your next news in 30 minutes. Breaking news anytime it happens. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey there, home buyers and sellers. I'm Will.
And I'm Angela.
With Cannell and Company Realty.
Your dynamic real estate duo.
We're not just realtors, we're real estate MVPs. With a game plan tailored to your needs, we'll score you the home of your dreams.
Whether it's finding the perfect starter home or selling to upgrade, your goals are our goals, and we'll make sure you come out on top. Angela Sherrill, 850-292-3165.
Will Maven, 850-261-7020 or at willmaven.com.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
This one is under the lights at Death Valley as Florida State battles Clemson in an ACC showdown Saturday night on the Seminole Sports Network.
FSU travels to Death Valley to take on Clemson. Last week, the Seminoles crushed Wake Forest 42-7 to raise their record to 4-4, while Clemson lost to Duke 46-45. The Florida State Seminoles versus the Clemson Tigers. Pre-game is set for 4 o'clock Saturday on News Radio 92.3.
If you have an HD radio in your car, you can listen to News Radio 92.3 from Fort Walton Beach all the way to the Mississippi line.
You heard me right. Here's how.
Tune to 98.7, wait a few seconds until you see the HD signal displayed, then turn the radio up 2 clicks to HD3. Then you can listen to Andrew McKay, Pet Talk with Meg, Marpia Van Camp and Robbins, and Petscola Right Now, all over the Gulf Coast. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
Goodbye.
All right. I got one today that makes me a little uncomfortable because it's a little outside the norm.
It should make you uncomfortable.
You'll see when we get there. But the question for the day, the frivolous topic for the day, is it's National Redhead Day, which my family celebrates, of course, because, you know, we're all redheads. I used to be more. I still am a little. There's enough redhead in me to make redheaded kids, okay? Because you got two redheads together, and you don't ever need a paternity test unless you get a brunette. And then, you know, it's just a divorce. So that's how genetics works. I always used to love people would come up to me, your kids have the most beautiful hair. I wonder where they got it. You're so lucky. No, genetics. You know, you. Anyway, okay, so. No luck.
Came from the FedEx, man.
You know, the only luck I got is that neither of us, you know, we're cheaters. So that's good. Anyway, so the question of the day. It's National Redhead Day. Here's my question for you. 437-1620. Does hair color matter for people's personality or character in any way? Does hair color matter for people's personality or hair color in any way? 437-1620. This is a great, like, maybe not a first date conversation, but... You know, for people that you know pretty well already. And hopefully you know us pretty well already. So in this room, we've got me. I'm a, strawberry blonde at best these days. But, you know, redhead originally. Bright red, and it's faded over time. John, I would describe as a light brunette. Am I right, John? Brown?
Yes. Okay. I'll go with you.
And Meg, let's say, identifies as blonde.
Excuse me?
Wow.
I have proof that I've been a blonde my whole life, buddy.
She identifies.
Wow. Rare. Okay, you want to go there, do you?
Well, but this is part of the question.
Mm-hmm.
People who have a hair color by birth, you know, they were assigned a hair color at birth, but now they identify as a different one. Does it change their personality? Because, you know, people, particularly women, but sometimes men, also dye their hair, not just to be ungray.
There's
un-gray,
a lot
but
of
they,
men that dye hair.
That's right. There are a lot of men that dye their hair to remain their natural, original color. The natural color is white. I mean, if you're dyeing it, it's not natural anymore, right? Mm-hmm. So the question is, does it relate to personality at all? And I'm curious what people say. I have no idea. 437-1620. John, does hair color, do you know anything about a person by knowing their hair color?
No.
Well, that's a very politically correct answer to give.
Well, but it's true, though, and I would be happy just to have more hair. So, you know, I can't be picky.
Baldness is not a character trait.
Right.
Is that okay? Meg?
Okay, so, like, since I identify as a blonde,
oh my
and
gosh.
So I am so cool, you know, it's, like, totally cool to be blonde. Really.
You have to get the visual of she's twirling her hair in her finger
at
the
same
time.
You can't do the voice without the hair.
You can't do it. Do you want some extra hairspray to work on this one? So.
No. However, on a more serious note,
yes, please.
I come from an Irish background, so my grandfather was Big John McHugh. He was a New York City policeman, and all he ever wanted was a son, and he got four red-haired daughters.
That's how it happens.
So my mother was auburn red hair. My three aunts all had red hair. They all had, how do I put this, vivacious, outgoing, what's the right word?
They were loud and obnoxious.
I do not know a single redhead in my life that's demure and quiet.
That's it.
They all have great, they have wonderful personalities, usually great sense of humor, freckles. It's the whole package kind of thing.
Well,
so,
okay.
I don't know. I could be wrong, but that's been my experience because all my aunts were that way.
Right. So this is kind of why I asked the question, because I actually think it's interesting. You know, back in the day, we used to tell blonde jokes. You don't really tell blonde jokes anymore. Well, why did blonde jokes come to be? Is it because there's no truth to it, or it's an artificial stereotype? Well, I don't know, but it's a question.
It's all about the bleach.
Well, that's that's identifies as, right? That's, you know.
Excuse me.
But red hair is usually thought to correlate with people who are louder, more obnoxious, you know, don't have a soul, you know, whatever the various stereotypes are. But there's real science in the fact that redheads I always forget which one it is. It's more sensitive to pain, therefore need more pain medication. Like in clinical settings, you actually have to give redheads more pain, you know, preventatives in order to avoid the pain because they're more sensitive to pain. So there are real biological differences between people, and there can be correlative biological differences between people based on hair. Those could manifest as personality traits. And that's why I asked the question, because I'm curious. Because, you know, I think redheads have a a self-imposed sense of duty to live up to whatever they think being redheaded means. Whereas blondes, brunettes don't have, there is no such thing for brunettes, right? Culturally, is there?
Yes.
Blondes do have more of the belief,
just ask
reputation
a blonde
of being
about brunettes.
Right. Of being outgoing, of being lively, of being fun.
Well, also, there's different shades of red. So when you think
there
of
are.
The peppermint patty, you know, strawberry with the freckles. And then my mother was a red haired beauty. She looked like a movie star. She had
okay.
that auburn
yeah, yeah, yeah.
1940s
the
hair.
Deep rich,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, she was green eyes. She was that whole sultry, beautiful redhead. So there's different
there are,
versions
absolutely.
Of red hair.
So 437-1620, this is what I'm curious about. Stubbornness is, by the way, one of the common traits of thought to be of redheads, more stubborn than other people. Is it true? I don't, you know, I'm asking what you think. So 437-1620, John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
I've known several redheads that have just been calm and no issues.
Wallflowers, pushovers, yeah. easy.
Yeah.
Name one.
Well, I don't want to give people's names away on radio. I was
if so, it's I've never encountered one either. So.
Well, we'll introduce you to people. All right.
There's a reason the phrase redheaded stepchild exists.
Well, see, I don't want
That's
them to
me.
Learn from you. Yes, I
Go
know.
Go on, John.
All right. Brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For information on free pest or termite quote, visit KnoxPest.com. Knox knocks them out. Still rolling accident-free. Good job on that this morning. I-10, I-110, Highway 90, they are all still flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has an outstanding selection of good quality used cars. But here's the thing. They do not want to sell you one car. They want to sell you 5 or 6 or 7 or however many you're going to have for the rest of your life as long as you live here in the Pensacola area. And if you think about it, the way you interact with somebody in a selling situation, if you believe you're only going to see them one time, is, I mean, it makes sense why a lot of used car dealers are kind of the, well, we're going to get as much as we can out of you right now this one time. And if you never see us again, fine. Frontier thinks, well, I'm going to see you again in 5 years or 6 years or 2 years or 8 years. And then again in 5 or 6, you know, like their view is we're going to treat you like we're friends. Like, you know, we care because if you like us and we like you, then you're going to want to come back again and again and again. And so you treat people different when you're going to interact with them multiple times. Philosophers actually talk about this in game theory about, you know, single iterations versus repeated iterations. And it's true. You interact differently with people when you're going to have to live with them for a long time. Well, Frontier thinks, look, we want to make you customers for life. So we're not going to do the kinds of things that some people might do because we want you to come back for the rest of your life. That's a philosophy built into everything that they do. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. So the question of the day, 437-1620, is there any basis for being a Harris'd? You know, racist is somebody who thinks that people of different races are different. And a Harris is somebody who thinks that people of different hair colors might be different. Is there any basis for it whatsoever? It's National Redhead Day. Are redheads, blondes, and brunettes different? I don't know if no hair qualifies as a different category, but, you know, you got to ask
well,
the question.
Well, hairlessist.
Hairlessist, okay.
Because every hair man minus. I know that wears a baseball cap is hiding something.
Yeah, he's, doesn't want you to see what's going on the top.
Which is usually
John,
nothing.
John, you seem so...
Easy.
Which is usually nothing. There's usually no hair.
Oh, total side note, by the way. So I come from a family of redheads on mom's side. My dad, who was adopted, but, you know, he was a brunette when he was a kid, but he lost all of his hair when he was in high school. Gained it right back and then lost it all again in college. He had total alopecia for all of his life. My life growing up was a little bit anxiety ridden because I had this red hair that I thought, when am I going to lose it? Well, I never did. You know, caught it from my mom. So there you go. Anyway, 437-1620, texts are flowing. And let's see here. Somebody says, yes, I have a redhead and 2 blonde kids. And yes, it does make a difference. There are different personality traits between them. Somebody says, everyone knows that blondes have more fun, and I pay $200 to keep my wife that way. $200 a month.
Good for you.
Well, and that's a case of, is it the hair color itself, or is it the psychological expectation that you live according to this certain, like, you got to live up to your blondeness, you know? And redhead, same thing. It might not be by nature, but it might be cultural, and you got to live up to your redheadedness.
You know, I really just want to go sit on a couch and just, you know, talk through this.
John wants to always quit. He always wants to quit. Stop making me think.
Hey, yeah, that's a good.
Somebody says 437-1620. It doesn't make a difference, but everybody around me does believe it. Because I dyed my hair to flaming locks of auburn and combined with my eyes of emerald green. I'm the Jolene and women hate me now. Oh, that's funny. Let's see. James says, no, it doesn't make a difference despite common folklore. Even gingers have a soul. you know, I'll take it. It's a win for us. Somebody says, let's see, I'm a natural ash brown. 30 years ago, I colored my hair auburn. Still is. I swear my personality changed at the same time. I became more spicy. I don't take crap from anybody. Let's see. Somebody says, brunettes are supposed to be the calm, hardworking ones, you know, dependable, sturdy. Sturdy brunettes. Which... I don't, you know.
There's also a school you're going to, I mean, I know I'm going to get some flack for this, but there's also the school of that the brunettes were the silent, loose types.
Yeah, they would like, they didn't show it on the outside, mm-hmm. but you know.
But we knew what they were doing.
the blondes drive for show and brunettes putt for dough? Is that?
Oh!
That's kind of a,
I did not
that's
say
a mixing
that.
Of the sports metaphors. Come
I
on now.
I did not say that. I did not say that. That came directly from Andrew.
What does that mean? I don't know. Somebody says fiery redheads are hot-tempered. I would think that's true. More emotional. I was a... I don't know what that means. What is it? I don't know this phrase. I don't want to say it on the air because I don't know what it means. But now I have brown hair, so I guess I have the best of both worlds. Somebody says personalities are nature, not nurture. Somebody says I'm not a Harris. See? Somebody says there's TikToks about redheads being connected to black people. It's very funny. No, I have not seen that. They say it's funny, but no, I'll just stay off TikTok. So there you go. I don't. This is the kind of conversation where the facts are scant or scarce, and so you can probably have an interesting conversation with people just talking about it because it kind of vaguely feels like you're talking about race, but you're not really. You know, mm-hmm. There's some interesting dimensions to this. So I don't know, Meg, you look like you had one last thing you wanted to say.
I was just thinking about famous redheads. I was thinking about Maureen O'Hara, who was born in Ireland, and she's a wonderful actress. Mm-hmm. And the movie The Quiet Man, and the whole movie is all about taming, basically.
Right.
Taming
the red, right.
Yeah, taming to the redhead.
I don't know if this, it's not really on my mind, but we just watched a movie about the Ricardos making of I Love Lucy.
Lucy, and, yes.
Of course, you know, Carol Burnett. You mm-hmm. know, you think of famous redheads, you know, high on personality. And
oh, big time.
Yeah. So anyway, just there you go. That's your frivolous topic for the day. I'm Andrew McKay.
Open enrollment for health insurance starts November 1st, and this year, enroll in a Florida Blue plan and get exclusive support from an approved Florida Blue agent. Affiliated Insurance wants to help you find a health plan that's right for you and meets your needs, not theirs. Make enrollment hassle-free this year by calling 850-477-5840 and make that appointment with your local Florida Blue agent today. Policies have limitation. Health insurance from Blue Cross Blue Shield Florida Incorporated, BBA Florida Blue.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other show. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Call Jeff Wayne to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
So, Ahab, kipe on my doobage?
Meg is still lingering on that. we're still talking about the
I'm
hair
gonna
color.
I'm going to have a comeback.
As the identifies as a blonde.
I'm coming back with something. I'm going to figure this one out.
Oh, man. I'm probably going to pay for that later. It's
you
all
are.
Right.
You, you can count on it.
All right. 8:54 here on News Radio 92.3. Hey, look, we have fun. I hope you have fun, too. You know, I always like to think part of the goal of the show, I want to inform you, I want to educate you, I want to make sure you know what's going on, but I hope you laugh on your way to work and hope you arrive at work in a little bit better mood, you know, just because we're hanging out. Hey, if you have a business and you have employees, you're going to have to deal with benefits, right? You're going to have to deal with health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, all of that stuff, human resources management, payroll. It's all of you know, the red tape, the bureaucracy of running a business. And, you know, most people don't love that stuff. Most people, it's like, Andrew, stop talking about it. Because you didn't get into repairing cars or putting in HVAC systems or being a doctor or a lawyer in order to deal with that stuff. It's just stuff you have to do. Well, guess what? If you don't like to do it, there's somebody who can and does actually like to do it. The folks at Torgerson Consulting. And they do. They're the weirdos in the good way. Like, they like this stuff. They're good at it. And they have been helping us here at News Radio and Cat Country and ESPN Pensacola for about 4.5 years now. And, man, I love them. I did not realize what we were missing until we had them. I'm like, man, you guys are great. My wife is an industrial engineer. She always finds herself frustrated because, you know, typically insurance type people are more sales people and not necessarily detail type people. But the folks at Torgerson Consulting are detail type people. She asks questions. They have answers or they find them for her. She gives them her thumbs up. And that is not an easy approval to get for insurance people. So like I said, we think they're great. Check them out if you've got a business and you just want to find out if there's a better way to do things. No obligation to have them look at what you're doing. 433-9996 or online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. John Pickens has traffic for us. John?
Just one accident in front of Navarre High School and 87. The roadway is blocked there, so definitely if you're trying to get to Navarre High School, pack your patience with that one. But everything else is rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So, Jimmy Petronas and the speed trap. So Jimmy comes on the show on Monday. He's in the middle of doing his online speed remediation course, and he tells me that he got clocked doing 6 over in Gulf Breeze and got a ticket. And we were talking about, you know, how cops hide and they snipe at you and they should be out in the open and they should have their marked cars. And they, if they're in a marked car, then they will better distinguish between the people who are speeding and not paying attention and the people who are speeding and paying attention and all of that stuff. And, you know, okay. Well, I had figured he was on Highway 98 doing 41 and a 35. I don't think he actually said that during the interview. I'd have to go back and listen to what was said. And when I said 41 and a 35, I don't remember what he said, if he actually agreed to that or not. But Channel 3 followed up, and they asked the Gulf Breeze police, you know, hey, what actually happened in this case? And it turns out he was going 68 in a 45 on the bridge going south into Gulf Breeze. And he got written for just 6, not because he's Jimmy. The cop didn't know who he was, but because they were trying to be nice and just give him a warning and let him off. Well, then he complains about the not being in the median. Well, he was in the emergency lane. And not being in a marked car, he wasn't a marked car. And, you know, like, all the stuff he complained to me about looks like it was not true in this particular case. And also, the cop did him a favor. So, Rick Hawthorne, chief of police, who's, I love Rick. Rick's a great guy. He says this to Channel 3.
He was on the north side of the big hump. Parked in the emergency lane with his lights out, and it was 6 o'clock at night, so he wasn't behind a bush or a tree where he couldn't be seen.
Yeah, and it's no money in this because the fine for 6 over is tiny. We talked about this. It's like a $10 ticket or something like that. It's crazy. It's so small.
For that fine amount, I think we as the city would receive maybe $10.
No, I think it's 25, and then the city might get 10 bucks. And so I don't know if the cop wrote it down and then Jimmy felt like he didn't want to get the cop in trouble by saying that, or if Jimmy just didn't want to acknowledge it. I think, look, if you drive 68 on the bridge, you're just keeping up a lot of times. I mean, honestly, people do drive really, really fast on the bridge. I feel like I was misled. I do. And I'm going to talk to him about that on Monday. I mean, like, hey, you know, you kind of told us this story, you know, here what gives. And it bothers me because I like Jimmy a lot and I've got a really good relationship with him, but, you know, the facts are the facts, so bummer. Also, Rick Hawthorne made the point I was making, which is, actually,
you know, if you were doing the speed limit, you might notice the police vehicles, you know, parked alongside the roadway or in the areas that they're at.
Because if you're going 68 and you zip past the cop and didn't notice him, it might be because you're doing 68. And if you'd have been doing 45 or 50, you might have noticed him, and then, you know, yeah. So awkward. Awkward at best. Yay. But good job of Channel 3, you know, running down the facts and finding the information and getting Chief on the horn. And, you know, they have a reputation. And in this case, the reputation was they were graceful and kind.
Local talk.